Everybody, good morning. It's Amy Riccardi. This is Conservative Reality Check. Thank you so much for joining me on this very first episode. I'm doing it from my home office. It's early morning. I have my coffee here. I'm probably going to wind up drinking it a little bit, just having a quick morning conversation with you. So what I'm seeing right now in this whole entire election process is really crazy, and I want to just spend a little bit of time telling you about what I'm seeing right now so that you can help kind of streamline and focus your thoughts and your energy and not get so distracted with all the thousand things that are going on right now. So I know things are really hectic and really we're getting information overloaded from about 20 different directions right now. So let me see if I can help kind of streamline a little bit of this for you. That's really what we're about right now, and also make sure we kind of separate out the wheat from the chaff as far as what's worth paying attention to and what's really not. So number one, there's kind of four things I want to talk about today. So number one, I think the first thing I'm going to lead with and I'm going to wrap it up with this too. Our liberal friends, if you're anything like me, back in the summer started really ratcheting up the accusations and the, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a conservative, you're a Republican, and you're voting for Trump, how horrible of a person you are. And any one of the delineations of that on social media, because I have no problem telling you that when they have a big buffer of the internet between you and them. So I have been no stranger to my left friends losing their noodle over like anything and everything that I have to say about any of this stuff right now. So this is par for the course. And certainly they're taking that victory lap right now. But just remember, Al Gore, 37 days, he thought he was going to be president. And then, no, he wasn't. So just keep that in mind. And keep that and weigh that heavy on your heart, lightly on your heart right now, because that just is a good thing to kind of keep in the forefront. Okay, so this is going to continue. This is going to ratchet up with the left, especially when they start losing court battles on this election. And I think when some of them wake up this morning and or tomorrow and in the next couple of days, when they start seeing kind of the fringe news organizations starting to pull back on announcements like Real Clear Politics did last night, pulling Arizona back off the map into neutral. So now, right now, the numbers are back under 270 for both candidates because, for them at least, for Real Clear Politics, because I think they realize that this is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. So the catatonic left is going to continue to be absolutely insane, and they're going to get even worse when they start realizing that they're actually going backwards in their numbers. Okay, so I'm going to end with this too, and I'm going to give you some other things to kind of think about, but just know you need to manage your consumption of mainstream media, including Fox News, because they flipped on the switch on Saturday to the left in mainstream media, and I'm so frustrated with that, like so many of you. So that's number one. Number two, the defensive ground game for the Republicans and the Trump administration is twofold. Okay, so the point number two I want to make with you is there's a first wave of what I'm going to call low-hanging fruit that the president and his lawyers are able to do right off the top of this whole issue. And that's with Rudy Giuliani and his team of lawyers, who are very, very focused on grabbing affidavits in bulk from poll watchers and people working in the elections process in these different states that are giving, you know, thousands of affidavits now they're collecting for fraud and illegal activities that have happened in the election process. Okay, so that's really, really critical. And that's the low-hanging fruit. And even as recently as last night, and today's Tuesday morning, so last night, and it's Tuesday the 10th, November 10th, last night, Attorney General Barr put out a notice to all of his lawyers in the DOJ, basically saying you need to go after investigate significant election issues. So this is kind of the beginning of that first wave of things to come. All right, the first wave is the low-hanging fruit. The second wave of stuff you may have caught on to if you've been trolling around on social media and digging in a little bit. You probably saw an interview this weekend or that came out this weekend that was actually happening. I think it happened the Monday before Election Day with General McNenny from the Air Force. He's a 30-year Air Force veteran. He retired as the number three in the Air Force. And back in 20, he's now moved into cybersecurity. And back in 2017 was brought on to help investigate the use of these software systems that were originally designed by, I believe, the NSA to be watching, frankly, our enemies overseas and terrorist organizations overseas. The Obama administration grabbed it. I think that was called Project Hammer. They added a piece of software into it called Scorecard, and they flipped it and started using it for elections. And I believe they tried to, he talks about it in the video, that they tried to use it in the 2016 election. And one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton was so catatonic about losing was because they deployed that software counting stuff, which basically would have moved votes from Trump to Clinton. And it failed them for some reason. So, which is why they all knew that she was going to win, and then she didn't, and they lost it. So I also believe this software system is the insurance policy that our FBI friends Paige and Strzok were talking about during the during their text business that happened several years ago. So anyway, watch that. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming out about Project Hammer and Scorecard. And you're going to hear about another software tool called Dominion. Dominion is a software tool that was moving votes from Trump to Biden. And Dominion is run by Nancy Pelosi's husband and funded by the Clinton Foundation. So if you don't think there isn't a ton of shady business going on with that, in fact, there is. And the absolutely amazing Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn's attorney, she is running, I think, that team of people doing that investigation. She's apparently been working with General McNenny for years on this. So more to come on that. I think that's going to be a longer game. That's the stuff that's really going to go to the Supreme Court, along with the Pennsylvania case, and that's going to take some time. So that's what I'm focused on. Like, I'm swiping away all of the other stuff that's going on right now and just kind of paying attention to those things at a high level. There's nothing we can do about it, folks. That's the thing about this right now. It's 100% out of our hands. So, I talked a bit about the Democratic backlash during the summer. We're going to be getting it a lot more coming up here in November and December. Hold tight. Don't engage it with your friends on, just don't on some levels. I think I'm going to just really enjoy watching them crying and screaming on Inauguration Day in January when they realize that yet again they lost. And this time they stole their own election away from themselves by cheating and they got caught. And it's going to be beautiful. So stay positive, folks. We've got it. We've got this one. The fourth and final thing I'm going to say is we have truth on our side, God on our side. Keep the faith. There are some things you can do that are easy. Donate $5 or whatever your heart lets you to the president's defense fund or local defense funds. If you're in a state or an area where the elections are being contested, here in Virginia, I've been looking at the some interesting data information. And I'm gonna talk about this, about the Benford's law here at, maybe tomorrow, and talk about what that looks like from a data collection perspective. I don't know a lot about it, but I've been learning and it's fascinating about what's actually going on with the data calculations in the states. So that's a little preview for maybe tomorrow. Otherwise, you guys just drink your coffee or whatever it is, have a glass of wine, do your whiskey, whatever you need. Take a good walk, get some meditation in, whatever. Prayers are always good, and take good care of yourself right now. things are going to be amazing, but we got to go through the rough before we get there. So have a good day. Cheers to you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.